Hi everyone, next up to bat is our frozen ingredients. I am taking approximately, I don't have as much as I usually do, so I'm going to take probably a cup of the, maybe even two. I'm going to finish this off. I'll have to go to save on this week, I think, a few things, of Western Family mixed vegetables. Now, Green Giant has their own blend. You name it. People have that. Now, I'm going to mix this in, but very quickly, once it's mixed in, I'm going to put in the scallops. Then they'll cook together, and then I might put on the lid. I'm trying to figure things out as I go. So anyway, now comes the frozen scallops. And they have no additives, which I'm very thankful for. Actually, they're just called scallops. I thought they were bay scallops. So. But they're pretty small. So I'd still call them bay scallops, but you could use any size that you wanted, although if you did this with regular scallops, I'd recommend that you grill them or cook them off to the side. Well, not grill them, because then you're going to get the other stuff. But cook them in a pan first to get your flavors. And then follow with this. But for now, I'm putting in the frozen scallops. That'll add more liquid to your sauce. And that's why I think I will leave the lid off. Now, these are put out by Oceanwise. So, I'd recommend them. At least so far. So we'll see what happens with them. They shouldn't take very long to cook. And once these go in and they, you know, start cooking, in a few minutes we will put in things like more dill, the lemon juice, which I personally use real lemon. There's nothing wrong with the regular lemon juice. But I think real lemon, they concentrate their juice. And for me, I've tried regular lemon juice with things, and I find that it's too much. So if you like really mild stuff, then with regards to lemon, put in a lemon, but don't forget your lemon rind, because I think that's where some of the taste comes from as well. So another churn. Sounds like they're still quite frozen, but they're starting to look really good. And this has given us, I think this is a good 12 or 14 inch skillet full of vegetables and scallops and what'll end up being the sauce for the spaghetti. I should say that I don't cook anything on high heat. Nothing. Because you run the risk of burning it. And you've got more control, and you've got medium, between medium and medium high heat. I might use medium high if I'm going to go and boil some water. And that's it. A lot of times I just stick to my medium. It may take longer. Just put in a copious amount of dill. Again, I do pinch of this and dash of that. So some of this is a lot of that. And it's kind of tough sometimes when you are doing the cooking that you are. I'm going to put the lid on this and come back to you when I'm about to put in the lemon juice, because the scallops really need to cook. And so I'm going to probably come back in about 3 minutes. That's the sound of everything cooking under the lid. Okay, so now I'm taking off the lid. It's kept in liquid, some of it anyway. But it is looking good. So, now we're going to be putting in lemon juice. Now, this part, it's kind of crucial to have your lid off, because A, you're putting in the lemon juice, but B, you're going to be doing a lot of stirring and tasting, because if you've gone and put in too much, you're going to have to put in stevia. But B, you want to have that concentrate even down further. So, now, if it's just for you, you're doing like me tonight, having a girl's night in, out, or out in, whatever you want to call it, then you can just use your spoon, but you gotta remember that other people are gonna be having it. If you're doing it for other people. So, I've got some vegetable and some scallop on my fork, which just kind of rolled off, so we'll get another one. Mmm. Needs to be cooked more, but I think I'm going to add some more, not much, of the lemon juice, because something to remember is this is going over pasta too. You can start with a quarter of a cup and then go from there. Or a couple tablespoons, whatever you feel like doing. But something to also remember is you want a sauce with this. When I'm tasting the herbs and I'm tasting the pepper, which actually didn't turn out too bad. There's a kick in there that I know about,